Mr. Gleason, this is billed as the biggest Republican leadership event in all of 2015. What's on the agenda?
We have many of the presidential candidates coming to Philadelphia, headlined by Scott Walker, Chris Christie, Rick Santorum, Lindsey Graham. Carly Fiorina is coming in, and our national chairman, Reince Priebus, will be here. In addition, we are going to have attendees of over 500 people. And I also expect many elected officials from Pennsylvania to also join us.
Now, among those not in attendance, though, Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, were they invited?
Everybody has been invited, all 18 or 19 or 20 people who are candidates for the nomination for the Republican Party have been invited many times.
And with a crowd of 18 or 19 or 20 people, how does it get winnowed down? And is there a possibility that we could see the first brokered convention since, I think, 1976?
That's always a possibility. I'm not so sure it would happen. Today, with the electronic media, with the internet, with so many ways of reaching people, the chances of it getting stalemate and getting into the convention in Cleveland next August is probably remote.
Now, this is listed as the Northeast Regional Leadership Conference. Our region, as you know, is pretty blue-heavy in terms of states, and other than New Hampshire, there are no early primary states. Why do Republican aspirants want to spend time here?
Well, it's very important to come here for this reason. The debates have been set up, 7 or 8 debates we're going to have, and a lot of it is going to be based on polls in order to go to the major debate. And to come to Philadelphia, which is the 6th largest media market in the United States, this is a great chance for you to raise your numbers so that you are in the debates.
Though last year the Republican Party lost the governor's office in Pennsylvania, the first time an incumbent lost since 2-term limits were imposed, do you feel that's an aberration? And if so, who's the next star of the Pennsylvania GOP?
We have plenty of people moving forward. We have 13 Republican congressmen. They represent each one 703,000 people. We have leaders in the House. We have leaders in the Senate. So we're developing a lot of candidates. And I expect for governor in the next cycle, there'll be many people who are going to vie for the nomination who feel that the current governor will be vulnerable. Also, the Democratic Party has struggled. Their attorney general has struggled. They have had a lot of problems in Philadelphia with 6 of their General Assembly people indicted and convicted. Some of them have been convicted. The state treasurer has resigned in disgrace. So I think our party is ready to say to the people of Pennsylvania, it's time for you to support the next president of the United States, and hopefully they will.
Also from the website for the conference, hundreds of conservative activists from across the country will gather. Describe the balance between seeking out the most conservative versus the most electable candidate.
I don't like to use the term conservative anymore. I like to use the term American, and I think that applies to all candidates for the national offices. We need a great American to be elected. Our party, we have, I feel, a pretty big tent, and we need to have plenty of moderates be supportive of our platform and of our candidates. We cannot win with just conservatives, as the Democrats cannot just win with liberals.
Mr. Gleason, I suspect that voters of all political stripes share in your wish that a great American be elected. Thanks so much for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Rob Gleason has served as chair of the Pennsylvania Republican Party for now the past 8-plus years. The 2015 Northeast Republican Leadership Conference takes place in Philadelphia Thursday through Saturday, and you can hear more of our conversation at newsworks.org.